138, Chapter 7, Local Government in Georgia. Chapter Preview, Terms, County, County Seat, Unincorporated Area, Ordinance, Home Rule, Regional Commission, Municipal Corporation, Incorporated, Charter, Strong Mayor Council Form, Weak Mayor Council Form, Council Manager Form, Consolidated Government, Special Purpose District, Local Independent Authority, Revenue Bond. People: Sheriff, Tax Commissioner, Clerk of the Superior Court, Judge of the Probate Court, Board of Commissioners. The United States Constitution does not contain the word city. Cities certainly existed at the time the Constitution was written: Philadelphia, New York, Charleston, Boston. However, the agreements and compromises necessary to make the Constitution work were based on participation by state governments. The new federal model left the matter of subdividing territory into local governing districts entirely up to the states. Georgia's General Assembly shapes the structure and authorizes the powers of counties and cities by passing local laws. Local governments are, in fact, creatures of the state. In truth, local governments are the most numerous of all governments in the United States. Local governments are also the closest to the people and the most likely to affect people directly. Local governments work with state agencies to administer state programs. In this chapter, you will examine the three types of local government: counties, cities, and special purpose governments. You will also learn that local governments sometimes work together to increase efficiency and reduce cost. This intergovernmental cooperation works out well for Georgia's local governments. Page 140, Section 1, County Government. As you read, look for services provided by counties, various county officials, terms, county, county seat, unincorporated area, ordinance, home rule, regional commission. Each state can decide how it wishes to carve up its land and create administrative districts. Georgia and most other states chose to call its local districts counties. Louisiana selected the term parish, and Alaska chose borough. Origin of Georgia's counties. Georgia's Constitution of 1777 created 8 counties: Burke, Camden, Chatham, Effingham, Glenn, Liberty, Richmond, and Wilkes. These counties lay along the coastal areas and the rivers. They served as districts from which members of the newly formed state legislature were elected. There was little else for the counties to do other than to enforce laws, keep property records, hold court sessions, and probate wills. The earliest county structures in each county were a courthouse and a jail. The site of the courthouse was important. The courthouse was where people came to pay their taxes, record property deeds, and go to court. Its location was sure to draw people and commerce, shops and offices. The town chosen for the courthouse came to be called the county seat. It was also the market center for trading, buying supplies, selling farm products, and for social gatherings and sharing news. Those who lived in rural communities were glad to see the courthouses built because the county seats were usually near enough to travel to town and back within the same day. Creating more counties also gave rural Georgians more representation in state government, since each county had a certain number of representatives in the legislature. Today, Georgia has 159 counties. This is the maximum number set by the Constitution of 1983. Only Texas, with its 254 counties and larger land area, has more counties than does Georgia. County services. Counties serve as agents of the state in each local area. Because Georgia is a large state, the state relies upon its county governments to provide the connection with Georgia's executive and legislative centers in Atlanta. What does it mean to be an agent of the state? County officials carry out basic state services and enforce state policies within the boundaries of the county. Some examples are: a county registrar conducts Georgia's elections and voter registration. Georgia's state courts and probate courts are set up on a county jurisdiction basis. Georgia's public assistance, welfare programs for children, the disabled, and the elderly are administered through county offices. County roads are built and maintained as part of Georgia's highway system. County tax commissioners collect Georgia's motor vehicle taxes and issue state car tags. County officials maintain property records. County health departments carry out disease prevention measures, vaccines, flu shots. Every citizen of Georgia lives in a county, but not all of them live in a city. An unincorporated area is an area of the county that is not included in any city boundary. Unincorporated areas may be rural areas, farmland, wetlands, mountains, or they may be populated with neighborhoods and shopping districts surrounding the nearby city. Residents of unincorporated areas look to county government to provide basic services. In addition to the county services listed on page 142, counties are allowed to provide some basic services that a city government normally provides. The Georgia Constitution of 1983 gave county governments the authority to provide such municipal services as police and fire protection, public health facilities and services, hospitals, emergency rescue, ambulance service, animal control, sewage and storm water collection and disposal, garbage collection and disposal, residential or local artery, a through road, road construction, water utilities, parks and recreation areas, libraries, public transportation, buses, rapid rail, terminal and dock facilities, and parking. County officials. When it began creating counties, the Georgia Constitution established several positions to be filled by elected officials. Like state officials, these positions are called constitutional officers because they are specifically listed in the Constitution. The county constitutional officers are sheriff, judge of the probate court, clerk of the superior court, and tax commissioner. The Constitution also lists a tax receiver and a tax collector, but these offices are combined with that of the tax commissioner in most counties. County constitutional officers are elected for 4-year terms. The departments for the constitutional officers depend upon funding from the county commission. However, they have some independence in carrying out their duties because they are separately elected officials whose job description is set by the General Assembly, not local governments. In Georgia, the sheriff is designated as the peace officer of the county, the officer responsible for preserving the peace and carrying out the orders of the county courts. Sheriff's department duties include operating the county jail, delivering subpoenas, orders to appear in court, enforcing county ordinances, local laws, patrolling the county, responding to emergencies, and enforcing traffic laws in cooperation with the Georgia State Patrol. Some counties have a county police department. County police may carry out some law enforcement duties, but they do not replace the sheriff. The Office of the Tax Commissioner receives all tax returns and maintains the county's tax records. The Tax Commissioner also collects and pays tax funds, mainly property taxes and motor vehicle registration fees, to the state and local governments. The clerk of the Superior Court is the primary record keeper for the county. The clerk maintains all the court records and supervises the registration of property transactions. The judge of the probate court oversees matters concerning property deeds, marriage licenses, guardianships, and wills. The judge of the probate court also administers public oaths of office. In 1868, the state began creating the position of county commissioner. Today, every county has at least one commissioner. Most have a board of commissioners, which has from 3 to 9 members. A few smaller counties operate with only one commissioner. The Board of Commissioners has the power to establish county policies, adopt county ordinances, establish the county budget, establish tax rates, and provide services for the citizens of the county. Sometimes a county administrator, appointed by the Board of Commissioners, serves as the chief administrative officer. The county administrator manages the day-to-day operations of the county and implements county policies. Local governments, both counties and cities, have the power to provide services for their residents as long as those services do not violate state and federal law. This is known as home rule. Generally, this means local self-government. However, the state can require the county to provide certain services and restrict it from handling other services. For example, county commissioners cannot dictate court rules or interfere with the operation of the public school system. Regional commissions. The Georgia Department of Community Affairs, DCA, was created to help local governments. DCA provides technical and research assistance, and it is the state's key agency in housing finance and development, comprehensive planning, and solid waste reduction. Even closer to home are Georgia's 12 regional commissions. Ranging in size from 10 to 18 counties, the regional commissions help local governments with services that they may not be able to staff themselves. For example, the regional commission may help a county draw up land use plans for its future growth, write grants to finance historic preservation, restoring older buildings that are significant in a community's history, and provide expertise in the use of geographical information systems, GIS. It is often more practical for counties to work together and operate regional facilities that serve a wide geographical area rather than undertake the expense individually. Examples are a regional hospital, a regional library, or a regional vocational technical college. A single rural county may not be able to afford these facilities, but it can share the cost with other counties. Reviewing the section, 1. Define county, unincorporated area, ordinance. 2. What is the maximum number of counties allowed in Georgia by the Constitution? 3. Why might the number of county commissioners vary from county to county? Page 146 of Special Interest, Your Local Library. Are you having trouble getting started on the research for your term paper or school project? Maybe you want to check out the latest bestseller that everyone is talking about. If so, your local public library has the resources and staff to help you. Local public libraries offer free educational programs for children, young people, families, and senior citizens. There you can find everything from children's story time and summer vacation reading programs to workshops on computer skills. As a Georgia resident, you are entitled to free library membership at any PINES participating library. PINES stands for Public Information Network for Electronic Services. PINES is the lending network for 282 public libraries throughout Georgia. Georgians with a PINES library card have access to materials beyond what is available on their local library shelves. Selections from a shared collection of more than 10 million books, CDs, videos, and DVDs can be delivered to your local library for you to borrow free of charge. The University System of Georgia and the Georgia Public Library Service provide local public libraries and their patrons access to Galileo, Georgia Learning Library Online. Galileo is the state's virtual library, providing online access to encyclopedias, scholarly journals, periodicals, databases, and government publications. You can access Galileo at any public library facility. The Georgia Public Library Service also administers a statewide network of high-speed internet connections to public libraries in the state. Another feature offered by many local libraries is a collection of electronic books, both audio and visual. Library card holders are granted access to Net Library and Georgia Destination Download, GADD. From these sites, you can download e-books and e-audiobooks to your own electronic device and read or listen to them at your leisure. Public libraries in Georgia are local units that have been created by agreements among city and county governments. The Georgia Public Library Service was established by state law to give assistance and coordinate grants and funding to the 61 public library systems in the state. There are 33 multiple county, regional, public library systems and 28 single county public library systems. About 83% of the funding for public libraries in Georgia comes from local revenue sources, and 17% comes from the state.